It's Tuesday, April 30th, 2024. For Link NKY, I'm Noah Jones, and you're listening to the Daily Headlines Podcast. We'll start the show right after this quick message. I get it. Not everyone experiences a story the same way. And that's why the Inside Link podcast was created. In this podcast, you'll hear about the inside details of important stories from the person who wrote the story. Listen to the Inside Link podcast every Monday wherever you listen to podcasts or on linknky.com. Kentucky Lieutenant Governor Jacqueline Coleman attended the Northern Kentucky University Teacher Candidate Recognition Ceremony and inaugural pinning today, April 29th. The ceremony honored 92 graduates from the College of Education's Teacher Preparation and Education Studies Department. Coleman joined NKU for the second year in a row to celebrate the graduates as a featured speaker. Burlington Elementary second grade teacher Christina King has been nominated for the National Life Group Life Changer of the Year Award. This award recognizes and rewards the best K-12 educators and district school employees across the United States who are making a difference in the students' lives by exemplifying excellence, positive influence, and leadership. King was nominated by the parent of a student, Tracy Harney, for the impact she has had on Harney's two children. She said, "Christina has been a truly amazing teacher to my children and myself. She is willing to help with anything I need and is truly an angel sent from above in today's world." Each school year, Life Changer of the Year receives hundreds of nominations from around the 50 states and the District of Columbia. 17 individual Life Changer of the Year awards will be given out this school year. Cove Federal Credit Union is partnering with Kenton County Animal Services to host an adoption event and donation drive on Saturday, May 4th. Stop by Cove at 577 Dudley Road in Edgewood and meet some fur babies looking for their forever home. Donations will also be collected. Search the Kentucky County Animal Services on Amazon wishlist and drop off donations at Cove from 9 a.m. to noon. For more information, Newport's Carnegie Hall is undergoing some major renovations and is expected to reopen as an event space this October. Carnegie Hall was built in 1898 on the corner of 4th and Monmouth Streets, founded by steel tycoon Andrew Carnegie. It was the city's first public library and the first 23 of Carnegie libraries to open in Kentucky, according to the Campbell County Public Library communications manager, Stephanie Klass. Carnegie gave $20,000 to the project, which cost $25,000, and on June 25th of 1902, the Carnegie Library opened its doors. In 1970, Klass said the Campbell County Public Library purchased the building that was being operated as a city library and took over library operations. Then, in 2004, the Campbell County Public Library's Newport branch opened, leaving the historic space open. Since then, the library has operated on and off as an event space. Renovations on the building are expected to begin in a few weeks, according to Chief Information Officer of Delight Moore, Bobby Woolwin. Woolwin said that Delight Moore, a Cincinnati-based production and catering company, was approached about operating the space by then-owners, the Ellison Group. Renovations are expected to be completed by October 1st, according to Woolwin, with the group insisting on an open house on the 3rd. The first client event will be a wedding set for October 12th. Those are your headlines for Tuesday, April 30th, 2024. For Link NKY, I'm Noah Jones, and this has been an episode of the Daily Headlines Podcast. I'll be back tomorrow. I can't wait to talk to you then. Thanks for listening.